messages on screen to wooden audio device when navigation becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, mindless banter number 12. Cameron. Yeah, this is number 12. How's it going, man?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You having a good day?
Yeah. It's slow, and I had a really horrible night's sleep.
Oh, man.
So I ain't going to let my anger come out here,
no,
though.
No sweet prepper dreams all night long?
No, it was a terrible night.
Bad, huh? Well, I hope you all in podcast land had a good night's rest.
I do, too.
Because
you're well rested.
We're ready for a mindless banter episode right up your beehole.
Right. All right.
Okay. So today we're going back to the classic mindless banter.
And we deliver this directly to your dirty little beehole. Wait a minute.
I've thought about that a couple of times when I'm saying that, like, wait, that's not right. That's
kinda
a different.
Gets a little weird.
That's a different thing.
The ear hole's fine, but the a hole is not fine.
B hole, not the a hole. Then you got the C hole.
You got all kinds of holes.
Yeah. We're going back to the kind of the classic mindless banter today.
Yeah.
Cam has...
We've accumulated more news.
We're going to talk about some really stupid news articles, and then Cam's got...
A weird conspiracy theory that...
Yeah.
I'd seen it, but I didn't... I'm like, is this even a big deal? And apparently...
It is.
It is a big deal.
And yes.
There's a lot of people that believe why we had the Iraq War. Is because of this.
This is interesting. Yeah, I can't wait to get to it.
Uh-huh.
But first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Sawyer Products. They are the leader in outdoor. Sawyer Products is the U.S. leader in outdoor protection. From the backcountry to the backyard, Sawyer offers a line of top-rated insect repellents, water filters, sunscreens, and first aid products. With a rising prevalence of tick and other insect-borne illnesses, stay protected with Sawyer's line of family and gear-safe insect repellents, including their permethrin fabric treatment, which is 100% odorless after drying and repels and kills mosquitoes and ticks for 6 weeks or six washes. The treatment does not harm any fabrics or finishes and can be applied to clothing, gear, and a variety of other fabrics. If you need water filtration, Sawyer recently introduced a micro squeeze water filter, which is rated up to 100,000 gallons. That's muy gallons. If you speak Spanish, muy gallons. Their full size filter, full size squeeze filter comes with a lifetime warranty. They say it doesn't matter if you live to 100 or like 47, you're gonna be covered with this one filter. Last year, over 4 million people got clean water through a Sawyer water filter. Up to 4 million people.
That's 4 million.
Yeah.
Up to 4 months.
4 months. So use our code CPREP19. What is it, Cameron?
CPREP with a C, no E-E. CPREP.
C-E-E-E-E prep.
Not like C-3PO.
No. C,
well, kind of.
The letter C, the letter P, the little letter R, the letter E. Letter P.
Forget it.
19. 20% off on their site, SawyerSafeTravel.com. Can you believe that? So go to SawyerSafeTravel.com on the interwebs. And you're gonna use our code CPREP19. Just
throw an in there.
So good. So anyways, we're excited about that.
That's good.
Yeah, that was fantastic, wasn't it?
A lot of people are gonna be like, "What's that?
What was that?"
Man, Cam intimidated Kobe's voice pretty good on that one.
That was, oh god, I'm off the game today, guys. But we're here.
But
it was really good. So good. Hey, Cam.
Okay.
Who is leaving bowls of mashed potatoes around Jackson, Mississippi?
I don't know.
Do you know?
Who's eating them?
No, who's leaving them?
Really?
Yeah. So, Jackson County, or Jackson, Mississippi.
What a bunch of balls.
Residents of a neighborhood in Jackson, Mississippi are confused by the bowls of mashed potatoes they're finding on their cars, porches, and mailboxes.
Is that for real?
It's 100% real.
I'm done with this. Who's leaving mashed potatoes?
More taters. What the heck? Resident Jordan Lewis described the Bellhaven neighborhood as a quirky one. I mean, so it is a little quirky.
yeah.
With residents decorating road signs and putting Christmas trees in potholes. So we don't know if someone is just playing a prank or if someone had a whole lot of leftovers.
Christmas trees and piles. That's a genius idea.
I know. It is a
grow
good,
a tree right here.
There's a good place
cut
for
cut out no weeds. You're going to grow around
Christmas spirit. So, but Sebastian Biengard says some residents fear there's a more sinister message behind the potatoes. Some people were thinking maybe the mashed potatoes were poisoned to kill animals, he said, noting that he almost stepped into a bowl of potatoes on Tuesday.
Holy!
He said, I didn't taste it. I got a 3-second rule, so I didn't touch it. But some people are worried. So it says it's unclear if anyone has eaten the potatoes, and news outlets report residents haven't alerted law enforcement. So we haven't got the authorities involved yet.
No, but we got the news involved.
Resident Michalina Lynn says some of the potato finders have connections to a local private Christian university, which might be a clue, apparently. So, yeah.
Christians and mashed potatoes. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. So anyways, that was interesting. That's a real story.
To say the least.
Yeah. Oh, there's another can or bowl of taters on like the porch.
Scary music playing. A bowl of mashed potatoes.
Good gracious.
Somebody's addicted and is just like, I can't finish this. And right here.
It's like signs.
I don't want to go home with
it's
it.
It's like
my
the
hand.
Little girl leaves her water everywhere.
Yeah. She's going to be alien susceptible to mashed taters.
They're susceptible to carbohydrates.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Good thing we got taters everywhere. Here's a real quick one. Deputies in Portland, Oregon responded to a possible home invasion, but the intruder they found wasn't alive or a person. It was a robotic vacuum cleaner. The Oregonian reports a house sitter in Cedar Hills called 911 Monday saying someone was inside the bathroom. There's someone in there. I don't know what they're doing, but they're banging on the door. The Washington County Sheriff's Office says deputies...
I keep getting texts that my room was going.
I know. Says the deputies entered the home and ordered the burglar out, but nothing happened.
Step out! Get out of there! Fire a couple rounds into the door.
Deputies then opened the bathroom door with guns drawn and discovered the automatic vacuum cleaner. He said it was the first encounter with a Roomba burglar in 13 years on the job.
That is some scary crap.
So you got to
rogue Roomba.
Yeah, so you got to be careful if you got people house sitting. You got to let them know that you've got a Roomba.
Yeah.
See, we got one of those. And so I got it. I always get these texts on my phone when she gets stuck. But we named her. We named her Mrs. Doubtfire. So they're always like, Mrs. Doubtfire needs your attention. She is stuck on a cliff, like all the time. So it's like you'll find her. She's like kind of off the stairs a little bit. It's pretty funny, actually.
No, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire. She gets a job
and
done.
Something works. Like what does that mean?
I know. Mrs. Doubtfire is stuck. I'm like what?
She gets stuck time to time.
Yeah. Here's a good one. Florida man buys an $8 million island 1 week, steals $300 from Walmart the next week. No, Kmart, not Walmart. Kmart.
Place already struggling.
Yeah, I know. Florida man who spent $8 million purchasing an island earlier this month is now being accused of stealing $300 of goods from Kmart a week later.
This island's a good deal. That's not a good deal.
I know.
Officers I'll just take it.
For the Key West Police Department arrested 59-year-old Andrew Lippy on Saturday on a felony charge of grand theft of $300. Authorities said between March 30th and April 5th, he stole $300.59 worth of goods from a local Kmart, including a Keurig coffee maker, a Hamilton Beach coffee maker, 8 light bulbs, and a bed skirt. So
it's a good sign that he's bankrupt.
Yeah. Just spent $8 million, and I gotta have coffee, and I gotta have a bed skirt. No light bulbs in the house. What am I gonna do?
Bed skirt is such a good purchase.
Yeah, he said he bought the items and then allegedly returned the original boxes with other things packed inside.
You dirty!
I know. So he had planned. So, for instance, one box
coconuts
that was supposed to hold the Keurig coffee maker had a basketball in it. There's a good trade. I'll take the coffee maker. You can have the...
I don't use this much anymore.
Yeah,
you guys might have use for it. I've heard Amazon Marketplace has a lot of crap like that.
Oh, really?
Like bricks and stuff in camera boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. So he denies this. He's saying this is just...
No. That's not my basketball.
So anyways, that was a good one.
That is good.
Here's a great one. This one kind of applies to preppers a little bit. Trying to get, you know. So this says, wanted, man who stole chainsaw by sticking it in his pants. There's a video, and you can see him in the store literally stick a chainsaw down his pants.
How the freak?
So
was he like huge?
No, he wasn't big at all.
Is he wearing JNCO?
I don't know if we can see
this. He is a prepper.
He is a prepper. So you look at him, you can see the thing, you see him right there. Let's see if this will play and you can see it. It's going to be loud, though, probably.
Oh, that didn't even seem possible.
Watch, you'll see him. So basically, the blade goes down his pants.
Caught on camera, a theft at a hardware store in Fresno, California. Watch as...
Ow, did we lose it?
A man takes a chainsaw and shoves it down his pants. Seriously?
They got the chainsaw.
Then he wraps a jacket around himself to hide it. The thief did get away in a pickup truck. Police are still looking
for
him.
Look at him.
Oh, he made it.
Casual. Wow. This one, you think you've seen it all.
Yeah. Well, he's got like that big spare tire belly.
Yeah. So anyways,
the gas motor's like sticking out, and then the blade.
Uh-huh. So that's pretty good right there, man.
Later that day, a man admitted himself with lacerated femoral artery.
I'm supposed to take it out of my pants when I turn it on?
That's desperation.
I know. Here's,
I just got a few branches. I ain't buying them.
Here's one from Arkansas. Stupid articles just keep like reloading and it's driving me insane.
Mm-hmm.
So two men arrested after they took turns shooting at each other. Two Arkansas men have been arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault after police say they shot each other while taking turns wearing a bulletproof vest.
How do you know?
You don't know until
you
try
it.
That's what I'm saying. The funny part is though,
if he shot me in the face?
I put the vest on. Supposed to deflect bullets.
Man, you gotta hope your buddy can aim well.
Yeah. A police affidavit says the two men are neighbors and were drinking on a deck Sunday when Ferris told Hicks to shoot him with a .22 caliber while Ferris wore the vest. This is the best part. The affidavit says the shot left a red mark on Ferris's chest and that he was angry because it hurt. So he called the cops. Oh my gosh.
He tried to kill me.
And then the affidavit said Hicks then put on the vest and Ferris unloaded the clip into his back.
Holy crap. You want to get a red mark?
That is crazy, dude.
Man, I remember dressing up with like leather coats and snowmobile suits to shoot BB guns.
Oh, BB guns, yeah.
Wear like goggles and everything.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of kids lost their eyeballs that way. Not in my farm, but
that's not what happened to your eye.
22 stepping it up.
I know it is, man. Here's one that this person can absolutely have a story to tell the rest of their life, Cameron. So a British woman had to go to the hospital after an intense and pending orgasm triggered a stroke.
Oh, dang.
According to a new report from the British Medical Journal, an unidentified 44-year-old woman suffered a transient loss of consciousness while receiving oral sex from her partner.
Wow.
Can you imagine? So after the woman was unconscious for 2 to 3 minutes after the sex, her partner got nervous and took her to the emergency room at Chelsea and Westminster Hospital in London.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? Just got done. I'm like, oh, baby, you just lay down there. It looks like you enjoyed that.
Wait,
what? You all right? what's going on?
Why are you drooling? Why is your face?
Why you got a droopy
face? You
got
drooping.
Yeah, so she suffered a seizure and a stroke because of the...
Man, that was...
The oral sex.
That was pure power.
But I know, can you imagine? You'd be like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty good.
I did cause a stroke.
I did cause transient loss of consciousness in my last girlfriend, so...
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just thought that was
pretty
funny.
That would have been one to come to the door. What did you just say?
Okay.
Hey, well...
So, explain to me and show me what happened here.
Tell me your method.
Yeah. I got one more for you, Cameron. All right?
Let's do it.
This one is interesting for several things. The headline reads, man in gorilla suit breaks into home, hides under bed. So that alone is pretty interesting, right? I mean...
He just broke in with a suit on.
So police say a man wearing a gorilla suit broke into a Louisiana home and hid under the mattress before officers arrested him. Well, if I get under his mattress, ain't no way you're going to find me here. So news
outlets,
quote, Sulphur Police Department spokesman Mel Estes in Thursday reports saying the officer saw Jeremy Morgan walking through yards in the costume. So he's just like walking through the neighborhood in a gorilla costume, right?
They had received
calls about a suspicious person looking into homes. So who would say there's a suspicious person out here? No, there's a dude in a gorilla suit walking through the neighborhood, right?
I don't know if this, this is normal. We've got mashed potatoes on the cars and everything, but there's a guy walking around in a gorilla suit.
I just thought I'd bring it to your attention. I don't know. Here's the weirdest part to me. He was jailed on charges including resisting an officer, unauthorized entry, meth possession, so obviously. Here's the last thing, and wearing a mask. In Louisiana, a person convicted of wearing a mask in public can be sentenced to 3 years in prison.
What the?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
No way.
Exceptions are allowed for religious purposes or on holidays like Halloween and Mardi Gras. But you can't wear a mask any other time.
In a state?
In Louisiana.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Mardi Gras is okay.
Yeah. That's don't weird. You wear that, man. You want to be Hulk, that is do crazy. It in your own house.
Man, we should do a podcast on just like crazy laws.
Crazy laws, yeah. So anyways, I just thought that was crazy.
That is, he's a dummy. Well, wearing a grill suit in a state like that.
I know. Don't do it. You're asking for trouble. Anyways, all right. That's all I got.
Well, that's good. Those are some good articles.
Yes, sir.
We've got a cool world we live in.
Isn't it some amazing?
Amazing people, amazing places. Even Great Britain has some interesting stuff going on.
They sure do.
All right. Well, first, we got another sponsor to talk about.
We do, yeah.
This is Super Esty Straps. Mm. So, I haven't read this yet, so
it might take a long time.
Super Esty Straps has everyday wear and carry gear that bridges the gap between useful daily EDC tools and SHTF supplies.
Yeah, they do.
They've got paracord bracelets with 30-plus items built in, including a flashlight, fishing kit, bottle opener, and seatbelt cutter.
30 items?
30-plus.
Good gracious.
Yeah. Their handkerchiefs.
Only weigh 47 pounds.
Double as a Faraday bag and storage pouch. Did you hear what I just said right there?
Yeah.
Faraday bag,
and storage pouch.
Their hanks have survival functions incorporated into the ripstop fabric, allowing them to serve as a camp saw, water filter, and a fire starter.
Good gracious. Well, I didn't mean to do that. Just trying to wipe my boogers.
I burned myself while I was... Finally, their line of custom morale patches not only have helpful references info like the 9-line Medivac request and the Morse code,
but they have a built-in
covert storage pocket in the backing of the Velcro where themed emergency kits are hidden inside the patch. Find them online at superessestraps.com. That's SuperEssestraps.
TRAPS.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff. I want to get the Morse code.
No, their website's awesome. And it's like, it's kind of grungy, like.
Yeah.
Like,
it's cool.
It looks very
cool. Yeah. Awesome. Rad.
What's the word? I don't know. I just slipped down my mind.
Okay.
Like the
sexy.
Bushcrafty.
Oh, bushcrafty. I'll get you. Yeah.
Really cool looking stuff. Little tin cans.
Yeah.
Full of gizmets and gadgets.
Gizmets. Oh, give me that gizmet. I want the whole gizmet.
That sounds like something on, I can't think, Gremlins. It's a gizmet. Gizmo
and
gizmet.
Oh, you got a gizmet.
Gizmet's a male.
Gizmo's brother.
Anyway, check them out. Really cool website and awesome little gear.
Check them out on Instagram, too. Super Esty Straps. Yes,
yeah, like if you want to look at other stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, well, okay. So let's talk about this bizarre conspiracy theory.
Let's do it.
So, George W. Bush,
you
know, he's just pissed off, wanted to go over and just take over Iraq.
Yeah.
Get the oil, all the oil he could. That's what a lot of people are.
Go get Iraq.
Like, what was the purpose of going over to Iraq? You know, was it to control oil? Was it to stop the
WMDs?
Tyranny of Saddam Hussein and all that. What was it? Well, little do we know, the reason for them going over there was to get control and stop Saddam Hussein's control of the Stargate.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently.
I've never heard this before in my life.
So there's a lot of information on this, and I totally advise you to go and look it up because it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Iraq, this is the area of the Sumerians, which 3,000 plus BC lived there.
It's like the beginning of the world, basically, right?
Right. Well,
of civilization.
Maybe they just teleported there and started this world.
I see.
A lot of people don't, you know, there's a lot of different theories.
Okay.
Anyway, So they were the first civilization in existence, and around that time they worshipped the, I want to say it wrong, it's Anunnaki.
Oh, Anunnaki.
Yeah, so they were like the gods that the Sumerians would communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that they were communicating with these gods. So basically the supporting evidence is that there's some cuneiform tablets that record back, you know, they're carbon dated and they're like showing all this imagery of like planets and stars. And it supports that they were in communication with like this different power, these gods that were called the Anunnaki. Anyway,
that sounds
so cool. It all goes back to that. So the way that they, if you go into, there's a guy by the name of, where is this? He like did all this like heavy research, and he's not a stupid dude. Dr. Sala, an Australian national, obtained his MA in philosophy from the University of Melbourne and then his doctorate in government from the University of Queensland in 1993. So he did like all this breakdown of this is why the United States went into Baghdad, Iraq, is to get control of the Stargate
that
Saddam Hussein had possession of. That was from the Sumerians that were getting in contact with the Anunnaki. So anyway, their theory is that there's a planet called Nibiru. It's the 10th planet.
Oh, Nibiru, yeah.
Have you heard
of
that one?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So that's where the Anunnaki live, and every like 3,600 years or something, it comes close to the Earth, and that's when they're going to use the Stargate and come and build a base in Iraq.
Oh, geez.
And they have all this advanced technology.
Yeah.
The United States was terrified that Saddam Hussein would possess this or possibly do some reverse
engineering
and then just wipe out everybody. Because who wouldn't with alien tools?
If you got a Stargate, you can do whatever you want.
Right, right. So anyways, yeah, so the evidence to support that were the little tablets. Plus, there's also a lot of different literature and studies from different archaeologists. Some of the locations they believe that may have these. Now, this is not the only place on Earth that Stargates are believed to exist.
There's more?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Freaking, yeah. Yeah, Stargates.
Like,
I mean, they exist all over.
Do they? The Canadians got to have one, right?
So if anybody knows, I guess I didn't say, if you don't know what a Stargate is, it's basically like a teleportation device.
Yeah.
You can just teleport from Earth to the moon.
Yeah.
So who wouldn't want that technology?
Well, everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Didn't Einstein talk about Stargate technology at some point, right?
So there, it's been in it's been a studied and theoretical thing for a long time. So these are some of the locations they believe was where the Stargate was. In ancient crypt beneath the Sumerian pyramid, the Dur Kurgalzu near Baghdad. Anyway, there's a pyramid there. And this so-called dark ziggurat of Inzu. Somebody's going to be like, I'm a historian. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then the Little Zab River Valley, which is once the lair of the Gimil Ishbi, the Sumerian sorcerer of 3000 BC.
Oh my gosh.
So there's.
I'd watch that movie there. And read that comic.
I know. Hope they pronounce it the same way
I
do.
I do too,
Beneath the ancient fortress of Kalat Julandi.
Oh, really?
Near Zarzi in the Little Zab River Valley north of Mosul. Saddam's reputed underground base in how do you say that?
I don't even know where you're at because I can't find it.
Al-Awa, 3 kilometers north of Tikrit.
I know that one.
Okay, good. Because I don't know any of these names. Which was built for him by the Zarzi aliens. So this was built for Saddam because he was trying to bring them back to take power.
Oh, he was. Okay.
So anyway.
He was like their homeboy type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, there was a UFO crash in Iraq in December of 98. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that.
Anyway, there's a lot of cool details about that, too. And there's even reports from Russians, which are always the best historians.
They really are, yeah.
Because they evaluated everything and said that it was like, it wasn't very big. It's like 15 feet wide saucer. And there was 3 seats in it, but it was like the size of children. So I don't know why Russians always, their aliens are always like miniature.
Little tiny ones.
Anyway. So that was the other fear, is that Saddam had possession of a crashed UFO, and reverse engineering would also have that.
Yeah.
More supporting evidence that Saddam had superior technology. So in, what was it? It was August 28, 2003, a routine patrol in Baghdad. They were in an M1 Abrams tank, and they were hit by something. And they said that it was like a yellow metal round that penetrated the tank's armor, skirting, and hull, and it tore through the gunner's seat back and then out the and through vital equipment, disabling the tank before and didn't hurt anybody. Just like the shrapnel from the metal hurt the military men inside the tank crew, but it was like they explained it, and they were like the projectile was yellow molten metal, which caused the damage. But the weapon fires at such a round, the round that was precisely, oh my gosh, I just butchered that. The weapon fires such a round, and precisely what sort of round it is was mysterious. Whatever penetrated the tank created enough heat inside the hull to activate the vehicle's Howland firefighting system.
Holy crap.
So it penetrated through, like just went right through the tank. Whatever round this was. And they've never really found out what that was, but they were like, Saddam has this amazing equipment.
Yeah.
So the other thing was there's a this thing called a Degaton gun. Have you ever heard of that?
The Degaton gun? No, I have not heard of the Degaton.
So anyways, this was reverse engineered. And there's a lot of evidence that people say over there in Iraq that Saddam was given a few from the aliens.
Oh, we got a couple.
They didn't entrust him in giving him a ton of them. They only gave him a few, and they said, use these only with like your most trusted men. Anyway, this Degaton gun... What they said, the way it looked, it was like a sawed-off shotgun. It had a pistol grip. The muzzle was very wide, and it resembles a vacuum cleaner. An odd-looking box of electronic bulges just above the trigger, and there's a laser sighting system built right into the front of the electronic box.
Ooh.
Kind of an unconventional firearm, because the conventional firearm uses a chemical explosion and projectile. Sure. This one actually uses, the Degaton gun uses electromagnetic energy and hurls its projectile. So they think maybe whatever bullet penetrated that tank
could've
was
come.
A Degaton gun.
Ooh.
That looks like a big piece of junk.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Has like a, you know, those old fashioned, like Civil War time, like big muskets you just pour. Uh-huh. It's like a funnel. That's what it sounds like. So anyway, there's like all this evidence that has like Saddam had this technology and this Abrams tank was hit by this bullet.
Yeah.
So anyways, the United States was like, we're going to close this down.
Yeah.
We're going to go down.
We're done.
We're going to close the Stargate. We're going to stop the aliens. We're going to take Saddam out of power so that he doesn't have all this technology to destroy the world. So anyway.
So we were able to overtake this alien technology somehow.
Yeah. Secretly, when we were there, we did find the Stargate and shut it down. That's what that Sala guy, the professor guy,
so how
the
PhD guy. How did he get that information?
I have no idea. Just because he has like an article posted online too, and it's really? Like introduction, stating evidence and like all this. And I read it and it was amazing.
Wow. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. So he totally believes that the U.S., Russia, Germany, and France have been aware that the Anunnaki left behind some very high-tech apparatus, possibly weaponry, and they abandoned the Earth around 1700 BC, and that Saddam Hussein has been getting assistance from Russia, Germany, and France. The same.
Yeah.
Archaeology teams for years in attempt to unravel and perhaps reverse engineer this apparatus, which Sala claims is probably far in advance of any technology we might have obtained from the Greys, the aliens that we got in Area 51. So... the other thing that was interesting is here's some other Baghdad rumors that I thought were important that Sala even entered in his thing. So X-ray vision glasses, a lot of the people believe that, you know, like our wraparound, you know, blade glasses that the soldiers wear over there, they were X-ray.
Really?
And one of the Iraqi people had commented, they're like, one student, he was like an accountant and everything, he said, it makes me angry. They can see through our clothes and we're afraid to take our families in the streets. Because the United States, when they're patrolling, you know, they're like...
They think that hasn't got out from all of those soldiers having X-ray glasses and none of them have said...
Well, so that's why this was the stuff that kind of made the fact of Stargate kind of sound a little bit.
Okay.
And then Saddam was part of the CIA and he actually...
He
lives in the United States now. He's not
okay.
And then also, the Iraqi people were like confused about the United States military of how, you know, they're wearing like a robe and mm-hmm. a turban and to keep out of the heat, and they're walking around with like a helmet and yeah. body armor.
It's like, how are they seeing?
So they believed that our technology was far in advance, and a lot of them believed that we had like water circulating underwear.
Ooh,
like I hope a lot of them believe that.
I want them. I would buy that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would too. They also believed that Saddam, using this technology, created giant alien scorpions by the reverse technology. And there's even evidence that they have like taken out. There's pictures of them like by Humvees.
Alien like. Scorpions by Humvees?
Like huge, gigantic ones. So anyway, yeah. But yeah. So apparently Saddam, for the longest time, has been just hosting aliens.
Okay.
And what's the temple that he has a... there's one temple that it's super, there's basically no penetration. It's really well guarded.
Yeah.
Difficult to get to. That's where the aliens have come and stayed and been present and taught Saddam and left through the Stargate. The other thing that's funny about the Stargate is they say maybe it's not funny. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to take this seriously.
Another thing about the Stargate
is they believe the Anunnaki have like a, hierarchy. So only like the prestigious ones can use the Stargate.
Oh,
the other ones use the UFOs. Like
they
have to go through the atmosphere and be risk of shot down and crashing.
It's like they have to use public transportation.
Exactly. But the private jets, like
private
the Stargate,
jets is the Stargate.
For the gods.
Yeah.
Anyway, it sounds super out there, but I'm telling you, there is like tons and tons of stuff on it. And I was super surprised.
That's insane.
So we started a war to stop a Stargate.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah. Oil was not important.
Well, no.
Saddam's, like, terrorism over there.
Yeah, the weapons
of mass
destruction.
Was totally not as big of a deal. It was getting that technology away from him and hopefully developing our own Stargates.
That is cool. I've never heard that. That's a new one to me, man. That's really
Stargate
cool.
Stargate and Saddam Hussein. Look it up. It's really worth your time.
Yeah, if you guys have heard about
this. If you believe
this,
it.
Yeah.
Or if you've heard about it, tell us.
Let
we want to hear
know.
About it.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to see. Do they have any pictures of it or is it just something that nobody's seen?
They have pictures of like military men like climbing the pyramid where they think it was in.
Okay,
like,
so do they think it looks like the movie, like the big round?
Yeah, they do.
They think that's what it looks like
from those little
tablets.
The carvings and stuff. It shows like the different.
Have they asked Kurt Russell about it?
That's what I was wondering.
I mean, just ask him.
I know.
He seems pretty
raw.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. I haven't seen that in like a million years.
I like that
show.
That was a good one.
That's interesting.
But it's
man.
Kurt Russell. I like all of Kurt.
That's Kurt Russell, right? Yeah, I was right. Okay.
Yeah, yep. Well, there was like that whole series. I didn't watch any of it.
No.
Apparently, it's not that funny because it's real.
It's real. Man, that's crazy.
I know. There's so much information. Like, I wanted to gather like all the best of it, but man, it's just like.
That's a ton.
There's like a word for it too, where they talk about like politics outside of, what's it called? There's like a name for believing that the influence of war and everything has come from space.
Oh, okay.
Exopolitical or something like that. Anyway,
sure, yeah.
I was like, wow,
extra-political.
That's a whole new, yeah. Anyway.
Man, that's cool. I like that.
Little did we know what was going on for real.
Yeah. Well, mashed potatoes and Stargate. There you go for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we got today, right?
Exopolitics. Political implications of extraterrestrial presence.
I think that's a good episode
right
there.
According to Dr. Michael Sala,
the same guy?
That's
the
dude. He's all over that.
Wow.
He's the man of.
I'll have to get him on the podcast.
So, yeah.
Dr. Michael.
I wonder if Trump knows about Stargate.
I'll guarantee he does.
Yeah, well, he has to.
He's going
to
get like a gold-plated one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trump Tower.
So all those military men that have like that are missing in action, I bet you they've just teleported and they're exploring strange new places.
Yeah, I guarantee that's what's going on. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Pretty cool.
I like it, man.
Our world
that's good
has
stuff.
Way more to it than we ever thought.
Thanks, guys, for listening. We appreciate it. If you have a suggestion for the next Mindless Banner, shoot it over to us. You know where to find us.
Yeah, we're here.
We're here all the time.
We haven't left this bunker since we started the podcast.
Yeah, it smells bad, but it's worth it.
Luckily, the subscription boxes keep coming in, and we've been able to feed ourselves.
We just get like
change of clothes once in a while.
Tag packs, battle boxes, they just keep coming.
Yeah.
You know, everything's good.
Behind our American flag, there's a hole that we've been carving. With our knives.
We got a Stargate, and the subscription boxes come straight from there.
I'll tell you, if I possessed that technology, I'd use it as simple as possible. I'd have one at work and one at home. Just I'm going to teleport home and go get something from the fridge and teleport back to work.
Exactly, man. That would be awesome.
It would be.
All right, guys, thank you. I appreciate you guys listening. Please make sure you've subscribed to the podcast, to the YouTube channel, and all those different places. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, because we're there, and it's fun to hang out with us.
Yeah, right, yeah, Cameron? Yeah.
Okay. All right, see you guys later.